One of the things we're talking about then is this idea of not just living with tension, but enhancing tension and embracing tension. That the tension the creator feels is not something that we seek to get over with. It's something we seek to extend, something we seek to amplify. Here's one thing I've noticed. If you do a magic trick for a four-year-old, the four-year-old quite happily sits in wonder. If you do a magic trick for an eight-year-old or for an adult who tolerates tension the way an eight-year-old does, he says, "I know how you did it," or he bugs you until he finds out how it's done. He wants the tension to go away. There's tension because on one hand, magic just happened. On the other hand, magic is impossible. And we can't live with both of those things happening at the same time. Something impossible is not possible. We need to know how it's done. And if we keep pushing to find out how it's done, if we use every insight we have to, "Oh yeah, now I know how you did it," we've just eliminated the magic. We've eliminated the impossible, which was the whole point of the person bringing us the illusion to begin with. And so as creators and as consumers of what is created, we find ourselves in the best moment when we're in between, when two things are happening at the same time that can't possibly happen at the same time. The flip side of this might work is this might not work. And it's living with both of those things at the same time that permits us to create. That the only way to create is to imagine that it might work, to begin living in a future where it's working. But the only way to be responsible when we create is to understand that it might not work, to come to grips with the fact that we are creating something that actually might not invent the future we want. So there's tension. And most people deal with the tension by doing neither. We deal with the tension by not creating at all. The alternative is to embrace the tension, to say, "I'm glad that tension is back, because dealing with that tension is what I do for a living. It's what I do to be alive."